Aurora, a local advocate, is warning the public against feeding trumpeter swans, after a cygnet at the Aurora Community Arboretum has developed angel wing syndrome, a debilitating condition that she called a death sentence. Donna Lewis, a board member of Trumpeter Swan Conservation Ontario, has been at the Aurora Arboretum 4 times in the hopes of capturing the young swan, but has had no luck so far. Angel wing syndrome is a condition that twists the last joint of the bird's wing, making the flight feathers point outwards, which prevents the swan from flying. Other waterfowl like geese and ducks can also suffer from the condition. Lewis said the condition, while there may be a genetic component, is mostly caused by humans feeding the swans inappropriate food like bread, which can fill the swan up, meaning it does not get the necessary nutrition. When people try to be kind and helpful and feed the swan bread or crackers, or other inappropriate foods, basically they kill the swan with kindness, she said. Lewis said the condition makes swans vulnerable to predators, can inhibit a swan's ability to feed, and can also mean it won't be able to flee colder temperatures. No matter which way you look at it, it's a death sentence for the bird, said Lewis. A wild bird that is supposed to fly has to fly. Lewis said the plan is to catch the swan and transport it to Shades of Hope in Pefferlaw, where the swan's wing could be bound, and hopefully reset. Angel wing syndrome is rarely curable in young cygnets, and incurable in adult birds. Lewis said the clock is ticking, as 3 other young cygnets the injured swan has been with will soon be looking to fly. While Lewis said she hopes the swan can recover, it serves as an important reminder for residents not to feed the swans. Sarah Tynekamp, director of operations with the town of Aurora, said that there are plans for enhanced educational signage as part of the second phase of David Tomlinson Nature Reserve, with more signs added in other locations near bodies of water in town.